Próbny egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego z nową erą. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Is your recycling project ready yet?
No, not really. My first idea was to make a pen and pencil holder from a metal can, but Jack has already made one, so I can't do that.
What about a glass jar turned into a fish tank? I don't mean for real fish, but for example for little fish made from plastic caps.
Sounds fun, but I haven't got such a big glass jar. Anyway, I've been thinking about making a pencil case from a plastic bottle.
Do you know how to do that?
Yes, I've seen some tutorials on YouTube. I think I'll stick to this idea.
I'm sure it'll look great. Better than Jack's metal can holder.
Yes, I hope so.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Is your recycling project ready yet?
No, not really. My first idea was to make a pen and pencil holder from a metal can, but Jack has already made one, so I can't do that.
What about a glass jar turned into a fish tank? I don't mean for real fish, but for example for little fish made from plastic caps.
Sounds fun. But I haven't got such a big glass jar. Anyway, I've been thinking about making a pencil case from a plastic bottle.
Do you know how to do that?
Yes, I've seen some tutorials on YouTube. I think I'll stick to this idea.
I'm sure it'll look great. Better than Jack's metal can holder.
Yes, I hope so.
Tekst drugi.
Hi, Mum. Can I order pizza for dinner tonight?
Pizza's a good idea. But I wanted to make one myself, actually. So just check if there's enough cheese in the fridge.
Where should I look? On the top shelf?
Yes. Have you found it?
Sorry, I can't see any.
Be so kind and pop to the shop for me, will you? 300 grams should be enough.
Right. But you know what? The mushrooms don't look fresh either.
Don't worry about that. I'll get some on my way home from the office.
Oh, wouldn't it be easier to order a takeaway pizza?
Maybe, but it certainly wouldn't be cheaper. Off you go to the shop.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Mum. Can I order pizza for dinner tonight?
Pizza's a good idea. But I wanted to make one myself, actually. So just check if there's enough cheese in the fridge.
Where should I look? On the top shelf?
Yes. Have you found it?
Sorry, I can't see any.
Be so kind and pop to the shop for me, will you? 300 grams should be enough.
Right. But you know what? The mushrooms don't look fresh either.
Don't worry about that. I'll get some on my way home from the office.
Oh, wouldn't it be easier to order a takeaway pizza?
Maybe, but it certainly wouldn't be cheaper. Off you go to the shop.
Tekst trzeci.
What about this one?
Well, I like the colour. It'll match our lampshades and curtains.
Yes, and it's not too large, so it would fit perfectly in the space by the window.
Right, I'll try it.
Comfy?
It'll be the most comfortable thing in our house.
Great. So now we have to think about how to transport it home. It's too big for our car boot, isn't it?
Yes, but there are still two options. We can either order it online and have it delivered, or just take a taxi van.
A taxi van's a better idea. We'll have everything at home today.
Fair enough.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What about this one?
Well, I like the colour. It'll match our lampshades and curtains.
Yes, and it's not too large, so it would fit perfectly in the space by the window.
Right, I'll try it.
Comfy?
It'll be the most comfortable thing in our house.
Great. So now we have to think about how to transport it home. It's too big for our car boot, isn't it?
Yes, but there are still two options. We can either order it online and have it delivered, or just take a taxi van.
A taxi van's a better idea. We'll have everything at home today.
Fair enough.
Tekst czwarty.
I spend over 9 hours at school. It's much longer than other students. The reason is that after my regular lessons finish, I go to some extra courses. They are in different subjects like ecology, design and technology, and computer programming. I like the club meetings, but at the same time, I look forward to the weekend when I can just do nothing.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I spend over 9 hours at school. It's much longer than other students. The reason is that after my regular lessons finish, I go to some extra courses. They are in different subjects like ecology, design and technology, and computer programming. I like the club meetings, but at the same time, I look forward to the weekend. When I can just do nothing.
Tekst piąty.
Hi, it's Hannah. I've just heard what happened between you and Jason, and I'm really sorry. I'm calling to tell you that if you need a friendly ear or a shoulder to cry on, I'm always here for you. I know it's not the best time to give you any advice, but please don't accept his apologies. Without question, he's been far too rude.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, it's Hannah. I've just heard what happened between you and Jason, and I'm really sorry. I'm calling to tell you that if you need a friendly ear or a shoulder to cry on, I'm always here for you. I know it's not the best time to give you any advice, but please don't accept his apologies. Without question, he's been far too rude.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Reading books is an important part of my life. There's a massive wooden bookcase in my room filled with novels. I bought them in our local bookshop or at car boot sales. I love to spend my time searching for the most valuable titles for my book collection. Next to my bookcase, I have a cozy reading corner with a comfy armchair, fluffy pillows, and soft blankets. It all makes the perfect atmosphere for a real bookworm.
Wypowiedź druga.
I'm a huge fan of picture books, especially graphic novels. I prefer reading this type of book in paper rather than using an e-reader. I order my books online and they arrive after a few days. The books are engaging and it's surprising to me that so few people read them. That's why I decided to join a book discussion group. During our sessions, we present books of our choice and try to persuade others to read them.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I read a lot. Fiction, non-fiction, poetry, just name it. My brother picks the books for me because he works in a library and has access to the latest titles. He is also responsible for organising book club meetings, various reading competitions and projects. For a bookworm like me, it all sounds such fun. I'd like to be a librarian one day.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
All those paperbacks and hardbacks are a thing of the past, if you ask me. It's much easier to choose a book and download it to your mobile or use an e-reader. That's what I do. After that, all you need to do is find a quiet place, like a library or a bench in the park, and bury yourself in the book.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Reading books is an important part of my life. There's a massive wooden bookcase in my room filled with novels. I bought them in our local bookshop or at car boot sales. I love to spend my time searching for the most valuable titles for my book collection. Next to my bookcase, I have a cozy reading corner with a comfy armchair, fluffy pillows, and soft blankets. It all makes the perfect atmosphere for a real bookworm.
Wypowiedź druga.
I'm a huge fan of picture books, especially graphic novels. I prefer reading this type of book in paper rather than using an e-reader. I order my books online and they arrive after a few days. The books are engaging and it's surprising to me that so few people read them. That's why I decided to join a book discussion group. During our sessions, we present books of our choice and try to persuade others to read them.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I read a lot. Fiction, non-fiction, poetry, just name it. My brother picks the books for me because he works in a library and has access to the latest titles. He is also responsible for organising book club meetings, various reading competitions and projects. For a bookworm like me, it all sounds such fun. I'd like to be a librarian one day.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
All those paperbacks and hardbacks are a thing of the past, if you ask me. It's much easier to choose a book and download it to your mobile or use an e-reader. That's what I do. After that, all you need to do is find a quiet place, like a library or a bench in the park, and bury yourself in the book.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
And now, on our Good Afternoon Sports News, we have Dominic Simon, PE teacher from King's High School in Manchester.
Hello everyone. I'm here to invite our listeners to join this year's Teen Adventure Run, a 5 kilometre race with over 20 obstacles and lots of water and mud. It's a challenge. You'll definitely get dirty. But at the same time, it's loads of fun. All you need to do is complete the online application form at teenadventurerun.org. It's also possible to get a paper version of the form from any PE teacher at your local school. This season, the race is organised on Saturday, the 5th of September, but you have to pick up your starter bag a day earlier at the latest. The pickup takes place at Main Field House from 1 to 7pm. The bag contains your race number, sponsors' wristbands and vouchers for Sports Direct. There are also first aid stations along the course, so if there is an emergency, look for the medical staff in purple uniforms and yellow caps. Finally, all those who cross the finish line receive a special Teen Adventure Race t-shirt. So see you at the starting line.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And now, on our Good Afternoon Sports News, we have Dominic Simon, PE teacher from King's High School in Manchester.
Hello everyone. I'm here to invite our listeners to join this year's Teen Adventure Run, a 5 kilometre race with over 20 obstacles and lots of water and mud. It's a challenge. You'll definitely get dirty, but at the same time, it's loads of fun. All you need to do is complete the online application form at teenadventurerun.org. It's also possible to get a paper version of the form from any PE teacher at your local school. This season, the race is organised on Saturday, the 5th of September. but you have to pick up your starter bag a day earlier at the latest. The pickup takes place at Main Field House from 1 to 7pm. The bag contains your race number, sponsors' wristbands and vouchers for Sports Direct. There are also first aid stations along the course, so if there is an emergency, look for the medical staff in purple uniforms and yellow caps. Finally, all those who cross the finish line receive a special Teen Adventure Race t-shirt. So see you at the starting line.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Does it hurt when I press here?
Wypowiedź druga.
How long have you had a toothache?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
We can make an appointment for Monday afternoon.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
How often should I take these tablets?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Does it hurt when I press here?
Wypowiedź druga.
How long have you had a toothache?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
We can make an appointment for Monday afternoon.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
How often should I take these tablets?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.